So what about the other compound that you were talking about, CH542-802? Actually, there's a paper in Lancet Oncology this year about it.
Right. So this is alectinib. This is the competitor second-generation kinase inhibitor. This drug saw its initial development solely in Japan. And this was developed between 2010 and 2012 in Japan. The phase one was done there. And this is the report of the phase one trial. All these patients, during this time, crizotinib had not been available widely in Japan, neither approved nor available on clinical trials. So as a consequence, all the patients in this trial were crizotinib naive. That said, the response rate at the recommended phase two dose here of 300 milligrams twice daily was 93%. 93% response rate in these crizotinib naive patients. So really a remarkable response rate. We again know relatively little about the adverse events, given that it's a relatively small patient population, but we do know this isn't actually a maximum tolerated dose at 300 milligrams twice daily. They stopped for non-toxicity reasons.
Now, has this drug, either in this or any other study, been reported in terms of patients who have clinical crizotinib resistance the way LDK has?
Yeah, so there's been some early data presented showing that this has a similar efficacy to LDK-378 in the population of patients who have crizotinib-acquired resistance.